Get ready to get in the game. Stretch, strengthen, live, and thrive. You can be a winning athlete in the game of life. It's the Peel Appeal with author and corrective exercise specialist, Matt Peel.
Hey, this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal podcast. Welcome. If this is your first time listening, I welcome you. If you're an ongoing subscriber and listener, also welcome, and thanks for subscribing and listening. So it's January. You're probably resolutioning, or maybe you're done resolutioning, or you haven't even started resolutioning. I don't know where you're at in your process, or wherever you are, it's important to get started today with where you're at, wherever you are, and make it the best that you can. So typically, weight loss is the number one resolution out there, right? You want to make more money and you want to lose weight. Those are the two resolutions that everybody wants to do every year, whether it's 5 pounds or even up to 50 pounds. You know, that's pretty much what everybody's focusing on. So today I'm going to give you the weight loss secret that can help you get there. So whether it's January, whether it's July, people are still trying to lose that 5 to 10 pounds that they seem to never be able to shake. But the problem is you're probably going about exercise all wrong to really kick it into high gear. So today we're going to learn what that secret sauce is and figure out why strength training, not cardio, is your secret sauce. Believe it or not, it's the weights. Now, we're not talking about if it conjures up images of the high school weight room. That's not really what I'm talking about. Look, we're not in high school anymore. We're not playing, you know, high school football or basketball or baseball or whatever sport it is anymore. That bus just went by decades ago, right? So let's talk about right here, right now, where you are and what strength training really is and what it can do for you. So, what do you think burns more calories? A half an hour of cardio, and again, whatever cardio is that you want to do, or half hour of a HIIT workout with weights? Probably think it's cardio, right? It's always cardio, Matt. I don't know why you're even asking this stupid-ass question. But the right answer is actually HIIT with weights. Remember, we're talking about science here, not social media bullshit, not these different trends that are supposedly out there, and all of a sudden strength training is a trend. No, it's not a trend. It's fact. It's science. What happens with your muscles is factual, not just what some supposed guru out there says, well, I'm going to start doing strength training now. No, sorry, sir or ma'am, but this has been going on since the body was invented. So we're not going to get into that subject, but that's what strength training can do for you. So why is it so vital that we strength train? Well, that comes down to something called EPOC. And EPOC is actually an abbreviation, E-P-O-C. And that stands for excess post-oxygen consumption. Now, that basically means the amount of calories that you're burning after you're finished with your workout. So we have EPOC with cardio, and we have it with strength training. But the difference is, strength training is where it's at. Why? Because after you're done lifting weights, what you're technically doing is tearing down muscle, tearing muscle apart. Now, I'm not talking like shredding chicken, tearing down, but you are putting various small micro tears into your muscle. And then as these tears heal over the next day or so, the energy required to heal this comes from obviously calories, right? Caloric, not just consumption, but caloric usage. So you're using and burning calories a day or 2 days, depending how intense your workout session is, weightlift session is, a day or 2 days after you're finished lifting. If we're talking cardiovascular only, you might be doing some EPOC an hour or two later, and then that's it. Your calorie burn is done, finished. See you later. With strength training, your calorie burn is 24 to 48 hours later. That's why it's so important to get that total fat burning nature for you, going for you. That didn't even make sense. But anyways, getting that going for you, because that's how you're going to continue going on and on and on and just being a fat burning machine. Plus, we know building muscle transforms your body and gives you that lean look more than just cardiovascular alone. You know, if you just do cardio, you'll start to, sure, you may lose some weight, and you probably will lose weight, in addition to healthy eating, but it doesn't give your body that lean, toned look. That's where strength training comes in with weights. But you got to make sure you're doing it heavy enough. So it's not just saying, let me pick up this 5-pound dumbbell, do it 15 times, and that's strength training. No, it's not, because you can do a lot more than than 5 pounds, and you can sure do 5 pounds more than 15 times. So you need to do appropriate weight. So that's really in the 8 to 10 repetition range. Ladies, yes, I'm talking to you. You have to go heavy enough. You're not going to be a dude. I promise you. You're not going to turn into a dude. I promise you. All right. So I've interviewed Kristen on here. I can't think of her name right now. Oh, started with K. Anyways, it's a long name. She actually talked about that, ladies, you got to go heavier. So it's not just me saying, hey, I'm a guy telling you, female, you have to lift heavier. Jakubits, that's what it is, Kristen Jakubits. So find a weight that between 8 to 10 reps, you can't do any more repetitions with. When you get to that range, like, you're done. That's how your strength increases. That's how your shape changes. And that's how you burn fat 24 to 40 hours later. So how much strength training do we need to do? Well, the CDC says a minimum of 2 days per week for total body workouts. But the true game changer is that third day. 3 days a week, if you're a novice or a beginner, of full body workouts, so say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, for example, give yourself a chance in between to rest and recover. That's where that EPOC comes in. That's where your secret sauce is at. It's that strength training that makes the difference. Sure, do cardio. I'm not going to tell you don't ever do cardio. But when you reduce your rest time, especially in type of HIIT, you're getting cardio and weights together at the same time for the best bang for your buck. If you're a little bit more advanced and you want to put on some more muscle, sure. Break it up into body part workouts. And there's lots of ways to go about that. I'm not going to get into all those various schemes today with your reps and your sets. But for those that are just kind of right here, moderate, go to the gym a couple days a week. What's the best thing you can do? Get those 3 full body workouts in each week. Watch your body change, not just from a strength standpoint, but also from your physique standpoint, how you look in the mirror, how you fit in your clothes, the confidence that you get, and then obviously from a fat burning standpoint. So you're burning fat damn near every day when you have that EPOC going on. And you only have to think about it. But that's what you got to do. So we also need to change up our workouts every month to keep the benefits going. You can't do the same workouts over and over and expect the same results. Yes, that's a definition of insanity, but that means the body gets used to what you're doing. So you have to change it up, change the exercises, change the order of the exercises. Sure, go a little bit lighter, but still keep it to that heavy enough when you're in that repetition range. All those little changes help the body to adapt, help it to burn more calories, reduce your injury potential because you're not doing overtraining and overuse of that same body part in that same direction. All those things together are the secret sauce for you to help lose weight, change your shape, feel better, look better, have more confidence, and make 2024 truly the year that your body changes and you look absolutely fabulous. So remember, get that third day in every week. Do your cardio. Absolutely. You can do that on an off day. Sure, you can still do it on your days that you lift, but maybe do it after you do your strength training. Focus your energy on the strength training first, and then do your cardio on the back side. So if you do a HIIT workout, hell, you might not even have to do cardio. So get to it. Get to the gym. Yet following what I'm telling you, because I promise you it works. It's worked for all my clients. It's worked, especially I have a client, 55-year-old male. The third day of working out is the key. We do three full body workouts every single week, and he loves it. I can tell the difference in his arms, his shoulders, his legs, his strength, his range of motion. It's a game changer for him. So to help you with this, get going, because I know you're probably sitting at your desk all day. I'm gonna help you out with my online course, Strengthen at Your Desk, right? In 10 minutes a day or less from your desk, you can do some strengthening exercises without special equipment, in your regular work clothes, and you don't have to sweat because these are just kind of supplements to help you going and feel better, correct your posture, keep you more productive, more focused, and have more energy. So you're going to go to mattpeel.com. In that top of the website there, that first picture, you're going to click on that first little arrow. It's going to take you to the 10-minute professional series page. Then you're going to choose strength at your desk. Go ahead and get started on that. From there, you'll go to the course itself. Get started. It's going to lay the foundation for you to feel stronger, have less pain, get more energy, and I guarantee it, we'll give you your money back. I promise you. So get on that today. Get yourself going. So this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal. And until next time, have a great day.
Are you ready to get in the game? Get personal help, sign up for our newsletter, and pick up your copy of Athlete in the Game of Life, the book, all at mattpeel.com. Thanks for listening.